It's 12 a.m., and Sergeant Shane Nagy's on duty on the city's south side. This is dog watch, the dark hours when most are asleep. But for many who aren't, Nagy's job is to keep the peace. District 4 City Councilman Ray Saldana is on this patrol to get a sense of what goes on overnight.
I tend to be a little more sympathetic when I go on a ride-along and you see calls coming in for, say, a shots fired or domestic disturbance where families are at each other's throats. Those go up to the priority list, and so it's important to understand when I'm talking to residents that, you know, an officer can't be everywhere, and when they can be somewhere, it's important that they're at the most important calls where someone's life is in danger.
4171, Tango 10-4.
On the first call, cops find out no one's life is in danger, but Sergeant Sanchez says the woman who called police reported she was afraid for her children, with their father at the Mayan Theater.
It's a custody dispute. That's all it is.
The kids are fine. Nagy says the concern is always for children.
Kids come first, no matter what.
Officers are spaced throughout the city, sometimes doubling up in certain areas.
They've been very strategic about where they're putting the most amount of officers. Whether it's narcotics or vice units, there's officers who are wearing plain clothes, going in and undercover, and so they're deploying their resources, I think, in an efficient way.
But when a big call comes out, many of them are pulled to cover it. It's just about 2 a.m. now, and it's pouring. But that doesn't stop a man atop a double-decker freight train. No one knows why he's up there, but they know he's not coming down. Eventually, he took a leap of faith to get to another train car. He didn't make the jump and fell to the ground. Hours later, he died. Cases like this are rare. Sergeant Nagy believes mostly people just need someone to talk to. Community policing builds trust.
The main thing we want to do is we want to have a relationship with our community so that we can work together to lower crime. And if the citizens are on our side, then it almost helps double, triple our department.
A little later, a man flagged us down to turn himself in on a traffic warrant. It's by far nothing major. Councilman Saldana talked to him while Sergeant Nagy called for an officer to pick him up.
It's my job actually to represent, I represent the south side of San Antonio.
Really?
And so I'm like, man, here's a guy who is turning himself in. And so I was wondering what's going on.
Turns out this is Jacob. He says his wife kicked him out because of a dispute.
I'd rather turn myself in
and be in jail.
Yeah.
This is the opposite side of the spectrum from the case just an hour earlier.
So I decided to, just take care of my traffic warrant. I do my 19 hours incarceration, cool down, and then tomorrow's another day, you know?
Bold optimism. I love it. I love it.
And upbeat is usually how Saldana looks at the public safety situation in San Antonio.
And that's where we're fortunate that we're in a position that's not like a San Jose, it's not like a Stockton, it's not like a Dallas, where instead of saying, how do we get more equipment, they're saying, how many officers do we have to lay off this year?
Saldana says just like anywhere, there are problems. But he thinks the Alamo City is in much better shape than most. And that's a perspective he can live with for now, while he works with his colleagues on council to increase the quality of equipment, the number of officers on patrol, and resources to keep the streets safe. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.
Individuals intoxicated.